I'd like to hear what you have to say about that seminar.
Well, I realize that the major doesn't necessarily happen when you're 14.
Was that a shock to everyone?
Yes, it was.
That teenagers, that puberty doesn't start at 14 anymore? It starts as early as 9, sometimes 7.
6.
Yep.
I find myself, everything that I learn of a teenager, I mean, I got to use every single thing. Every single thing. So it was very clear to me. Also that, well, there was a, the party was very sad in a sense that there was the, I mean, we're talking about the bond, that we created the bond and everything like that. It just dawned on me that time that I had available to mold my child was over.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now, all I can do is guide him.
Right.
So it just hit me. It was very clear to me in the emotional level. So there was a part of me that was very sad.
Right. That you lost your baby.
That I lost my baby.
Right.
And on the other part, I was very pleased with the fact that as a young adult, as a really decent young adult.
That's right.
So I wish what happened is that once I realized that and I acknowledged myself, looked up at what it was, start showing up all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a conference with a teacher, and the thing that was the nicest thing for me to hear was how she said, you know, we have many kids, but Luca is one of the few kids that is very obvious to us. We understand the meaning of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes behind the work to do. It's just on a different level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level. And then like everybody else that the day, you know, there are times when you say, I really want to be responsible, because you understand that you can't really be responsible just one day and you're
right.
Not.
Right.
Challenges at all times.
Right.
So for her to say what she said about him, it was like, wow, you know, I am a good parent. And the thing that he was very great and the fact that I was very pleased about it, that I shared with the teacher the way I felt, you know, like it's a challenge, but it's also a challenge for myself where I can see what I have to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it's always so refreshing to have parents who, when they come here and while they're talking about the kids, they're talking about how responsible they are.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, it doesn't really happen very often,
uh-huh.
And that's why we have such great results. So it was like a very uplifting thing. So the fear of dealing with it didn't become fear anymore. It was like more of a challenge, and I know I'm going to get that. And the nevertheless and regardless statement.
How many of you found yourself using nevertheless and regardless? Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It
takes away arguments just like that. Regardless of whether you hate me, regardless of whether I'm your best friend or not, this is what you need to do.
And I also used to not to look at work, because he's in a stage where he wants to write notes, that I wrote a note on his front, on the door. And he's like, we keep our room clean, and, you know, we do this and whatever, and every time he walks in, he's forgetting when he looks at the note. I
yes.
Had so much a reaction to it, to the point that he asked me to make my bed and clean my room today.
Mm-hmm.
And, which was great. I mean, it wasn't that, you know, but whatever, but he was so enthusiastic with the fact that he made the bed and did that. So I was like, all right. So even the chores in
But the
house,
question is, was he enthusiastic or kissing up?
No, he was really enthusiastic. He felt really good about that. Because after he did his bed, and I acknowledged what a good job he did, and he's like, can I do your room? I'm like, fine, go ahead. So it's like I noticed that that note thing, now that he's learning how to read, it works. Miracle.
Good. What other reactions did you have to teenagers? Carol?
Well, Danielle and I went to the library to get a book about reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been incredible. What's happened?
What's happened?
Talking to that.
Right.
She has not discussed sex, her body, anything. Now she says, see, I mean, when we started, what you want to do is go over the glossary in the back, first thing.
Right.
The first paragraph, I mean, the first chapter talks about this glossary stuff. Then we go through that first thing. Couldn't even find the words for all the things in the back and tell her how to pronounce them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh yeah. So embarrassed. I'm like, well, do you want to stop and go back? Oh no, let's keep going. But me, I'm like embarrassed.
Did it open you up for the conversation?
Yeah, I mean, there were things I never even thought to talk about.
Right.
And she would ask.
But I mean, did it get rid of some of your embarrassment?
It's okay to talk about. Here's the book.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was told something to talk about. And now he's actually coming to me and telling me what the friends are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going back to
Which is not what's in the book.
No. He opened up a whole new thing with Stephen.
And he wants me to check out what's like.
Good.
So much. I'm going to read this book. He's in that one.
Yeah.
So
Boys start younger. Yeah.
So I call them benefactors. You know,
it's cooler with boys. Sex. Talk about sex is really cool.
So I told him that there was a book in the library for boys, and it would be checking it out for him, and his dad would read it with him.
So you're only going to let him read boys' books? Okay, the next step in this whole scenario is to let them switch. Let him read the book about girls and let her read the book about boys so that there's no big mystery about the difference between boys and girls, and there's no womanizing. There's a respect for the female body and there's a respect for the male body. And it becomes no big deal. When it's a secret, it's a big deal. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's why I would talk to her about male bodies.
Okay.
And how they grow differently.
I shared what you shared about connection.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How that was, you know, how I feel that they're going through something.
Mm-hmm.
And how they can see that we haven't been taking on the same thing.
Good.
I was thrilled.
Good.
I mean, at first I was plugged in. It's like, all right, it's expressing anger.
Good.
I don't have to do it anymore.
Good.
And I just tell them, I'm not expressing anger anymore. You can do it. That's it. Now there's a more positive way of expressing it. You can say I'm mad, you know, or something.
Let him slam doors for a week or so.
No.
I was excited.
Let him be angry. Yes.
I'm really thrilled. I had the best weekend that I've ever had with my
family.
Great. Rebecca?
I found that checking in as to what age you're dealing with is very important.
Very important.
Very important. It's like helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just like don't know where he's coming from. And now, with that information, I'm saying, okay, who am I talking to? An 8-year-old here? Am I talking to a 4-year-old? Changes.
Minute to minute.
Minute to minute.
Conversation to conversation.
And I'm able to control my temper more now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realize, you know, he's a big baby right now, you know, he's about 3 years old. And
right.
So, you know, that helped a lot.
Good.
And I realized that, you know, Eric is definitely going through puberty.
Yes.
I was not willing to admit that.
Yes.
It's like, you know,
most of us aren't.
My son doesn't like girls.
Yes.
You know, and it was like, and then, you know, he really is.
Uh-huh.
He's starting to really go through puberty. And another thing that I noticed was that he wanted to wear a baseball cap to school.
Uh-huh.
And they don't really dress like that at his school. And I was, you know, trying to think, so we should give them choices,
uh-huh.
You know, little things that they can feel good about, that they can make that decision, and they have a code. So I said, what do I do? It doesn't say in the book I can't wear caps. I read the book.
You would read the book.
I read the book.
You would.
And then I said, okay, you know, sure, wear your cap. Well, today I came to school with
my caps
on. I was like amazed, and I didn't think to point it out to him that he started it.
Mm-hmm.
I should really tell him.
Yes, you should.
Feel good about himself, but that helped too. Because no, you can't don't wear caps. You can't wear a cap.
It is an opportunity though for you to talk to him about the difference in people. The difference in personalities, the difference in taste, the differences. It's important to be different.
So speaking about his, he really opened up last night. It was just at bedtime, and told me that he was not happy with his body at
mm-hmm.
all. That he's really not happy, and he would like to be thinner because if he thinks he was thinner, then everything would be okay and he'd be more attractive. So I said, well, you know, we can take you to a nutritionist. You've already seen Dr. Holder. I don't think that they'll give you much different information. You could pray, or you could go to a summer camper to teach you good eating habits. And, you know, be in that camp. Did you mean a camp for fat kids? And I'm like, oh, geez. I said, well, there wouldn't be too many thin kids there. Let's put it that way. But, we were able to talk it almost
we're gonna let's use that when we talk about problem solving tonight. Let's use that because I don't think the problem is fat. So we'll use that problem solve what the problem is.
So what I do is I just left it with that
yep.
last suggestion and we prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And when he prayed, he prayed to God that when he wants that bowl of ice cream, he won't go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Alan was gonna talk to him tonight. So
mm-hmm.
we're gonna have a little talk while I'm here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Talk about
the weight.
And what's that going to reinforce?
I don't know. not the right thing.
The way.
The way. Right.
Anybody else? What was your reaction? Paul?
My being a teenager, that was one of the most awkward, awful. I didn't have those kinds of discussions about sex with my parents.
Most of us didn't.
I just, you know.
Made it up.
Explored, checked medical books. Got really came down heavily from my parents about that whole period of time. And it did leave scars.
Yeah.
It did without question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just dealing with the fact that inside, you know, one level I'm pleased that I'm so protective about Jonathan. At another level, I really realize on the long run here that I have to open up to trusting God more and trusting Jonathan's relationship with himself and God to be okay in the world, that I can't control everything for the next 20 years or thereafter.
It's a good observation, Paul.
Yeah, I got it down to the theoretical, and I got to work it out of the emotional level. The whole thing of protecting just, for me, it raises a larger issue. I mean, I talk to a lot of parents now, and I'm finding out everybody's spending $10,000 to send their kids to private school now per year. And when I factor in this, I never even dreamed of having that conversation, given where I was raised. I mean, I thought you waited until I went to college and spent that. But nowadays, given the violence that's around, given the various levels of disrespect that's around, we have a unique responsibility to make sure that our child gets the best of what he could possibly have in the safest environment. So
it's so
a whole new level of responsibility in a way.
We're going to talk about that next time.
And that's...
It brought up a lot. You know, I felt it'll be very, very vulnerable about this whole parenting.
Did it make you feel any better about having a teenager?
No, not yet.
So what does that tell you about yourself?
That tells me that I haven't made peace with that part of myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Forgive me, whatever I'm used to.
Right.
That I have to make my friend that what I'm telling myself and that can't shoot back.
Good, yes. Do it. Yes, I'll guarantee it. Anyone else? Ava?
I have a lot of fear about, well, I had a very difficult, like, well, this makes me feel better, or what we talked about. And I have a niece with a teenager,
mm-hmm.
and she's just so different than I ever was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a young adult, most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Around you.
Mm-hmm. And I know that. And I, you know, I mean, I have, there's a lot of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
That was very...
It was for most of us.
So my memory was that my mother did not trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that I was a stupid thing, I was out of the face of the earth, that I never could do anything right. So, even her having this conversation just made the whole thing crumbled up about whatever I thought.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, maybe there is a possibility.
Possibility of?
Of not having a child like the way I was.
But what if you do? What if that's just normal teenagehood?
Well, by then, I will have the tools to manage.
By then. It's here now, doll.
It just was amazing to me, because when I was talking about Luca, I never really thought that I was so much like him.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know. So, you know, those things, like, you know, learn from past experience. So, I really valued the information that my mother gave to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when the time comes, I remember this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that probably she's going to think of you, but ultimately, you've got to find
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
This is what needs to be done.